بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. سيدنا أبو ذر الغفاري رضي الله تعالى عنه says أمرني خليلي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسبع. He says my خليل, خليل means bosom friend. He is referring to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. My beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded me with seven things. بِحُبِّ الْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْدُنُوبِ مِنْهُمْ, that I must love the poor and be close to them. The second thing he was commanded, وَأَنْ أَنْظُرَ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ دُونِي وَلَا أَنْظُرَ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقِي, I must look at those people who are below me as far as material possessions are concerned, as far as dunya is concerned. I must not look at those above me. So the first one, I must have love for the masakeen and I must be close to them. Loving the masakeen means I must spend on them. I must be charitable, I must be generous, I mustn't move away from them. In another hadith, Rasulullah said, search for me amongst the masakeen. So generally, these are the people whose company we should be in. And the second one, I must look at that person who is below me, lower than me, as far as dunya, material positions are concerned. I mustn't look at the person higher than me in dunya, because the more I look at somebody higher than me, then I will aspire also to have those material possessions. Greed will come into my heart. Jealousy will creep into my heart. When I won't be able to achieve those things, then I'll become saddened. But if I look at somebody below me, I will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you haven't given that person a pair of shoes, you have given me clothing. So many things a person will then begin to appreciate the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third one, وَأَنْ أَصِلَ الرَّحِيمُ وَإِنْ أَدْبَرَتْ, that I must join family ties, even though my family breaks off ties. I must join family ties, even though my family, they do not want to meet me, they are not being so sociable, they are not being kind, they are giving me a cold shoulder all the time. I must still join family ties. Number four, وَأَنْ لَا أَسْأَلَ أَحَدًا, whenever I require anything, I must only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mustn't ask for favors from any person in the world. Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, some of them, whilst riding, if the whoop fell down, they won't even ask the next person to please pick up that whoop and give it to me. They would dismount, pick it up themselves, and then mount the horse and can continue. So, وَأَنْ لَا أَسْأَلَ أَحَدًا, I mustn't ask from any person. I must only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنْ أَقُولَ حَقًّا وَإِنْ كَانَ مُرًّا, and I must speak the truth, even though it may be very bitter. Sometimes you've got to tell the truth to somebody who you love, somebody who's close to you. And by telling him the truth, it's going to be hard to say the truth. But it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. We will always be truthful, even though you'll hurt some person who is close to you. But as far as justice is concerned, person has to speak the truth. So, وَأَنْ أَقُولَ حَقًّا, I must only speak the truth. وَإِنْ كَانَ مُرًّا, even though it may be bitter and sour, difficult for me to say the truth. وَأَنْ لَا أَخَافَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, as far as deen is concerned, I must not fear the reproaching of any reproacher or rebuking of any rebuker when it comes to matters of Allah Ta'ala. If something has to do with deen, then I must only fear Allah Rabbul Izzat, and I should not fear the makhluk in what I am preaching. And وَأَنْ أُكْثِرَ مِنْ قَوْلِي لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, I must increase my recitation of لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, فَإِنَّهَا كَنْزٌ مِّن كُنُوزِ الْجَنَّةِ, because it is a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. Yesterday we did the dua and the person leaves home, Bismillahi, تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So here, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, Rasulullah said, should I not show you a treasure of the treasures of Jannah? What we keep in a treasure? Those precious jewelry and coins and things that we value the most. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ are the treasures of Jannah. Priceless. These are such that the sawab is so precious. And Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah some months. He complained. He said that my son has been kidnapped. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Auf and his wife, have to adopt taqwa and increase la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The moment they did this, within minutes they find the son came back and he brought a whole herd of camels. After making inquiries, they said, no, the enemy had kidnapped him. And he doesn't know how, but after some time it so happened that they became unmindful. They fell off asleep. He said, I broke loose. And as I was coming out, I saw the whole herd of camels. I drove that also. Ya Rasulullah, is it permissible halal for us? Nabi Kareem remained silent until wahi came down. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah Ta'ala, Allah will make an opening for him from any difficulty. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah Ta'ala will sustain him from unseen sources. Rasulullah said, it is permissible for you. Had the Tamir Rahmatullah Ali, the Muslim that had gone to him in India at one time, there was very heavy riots. Hundreds were being massacred. Had the Tamir Rahmatullah gave the same prescription, did la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, in abundance. They barely reached a certain number, and Allah Ta'ala made everything cool and calm again. So this is a treasure of the treasures of Jannah. When a person says la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah Ta'ala replies, aslama abdi wa staslama. Aslama abdi. Inqada, my servant has submitted. He has surrendered himself before me. And was tastama fawwada amrahu ilayya. He has now entrusted me with all his affairs. What is the meaning again? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We explained yesterday. There is no turning away from disobedience and from sin except with madad and help from Allah Ta'ala. So a person makes an effort to refrain from sin. But the driving force behind this and the himmah that comes for it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to do good within our fajr salat, may Allah ta'ala accept it. We are keeping roza, may Allah accept our roza. This ta'at of Allah ta'ala, there is no quwwat and strength to do it except with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when a person is saying this, he's submitting himself before Allah ta'ala. He's showing how weak he is before Allah Rabbul Izzat. And therefore, Rasulullah said, Allah Ta'ala says, Aslama abdi wastaslama. My banda has submitted and he has entrusted all his affairs to me. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.